Welcome to XY Files. I'm Dr. Susan Carter, an endocrinologist and longevity expert specializing in hormone balance, metabolism, and the aging process. Today, we're diving into whether peptides are legal and what the new FDA regulations actually mean for you. Look, if you've been in the men's health world for more than 5 minutes, you've heard the peptide hype. Recover faster, heal tendons, sleep like a teenager, feel dialed in. And maybe you've even done the guy thing where a buddy at the gym leans in and goes, "Bro, you ever tried BPC?" Like it's a secret menu item. Here's the punchline. In late 2023, the FDA basically said a bunch of these popular peptides can't be compounded anymore. Not all peptides, not across the board, but enough that guys are confused, frustrated, and honestly, taking risks they don't fully understand. So let me break this down in plain English. What's legal, what's not, and how to protect yourself. First thing, when most guys ask, "Are peptides legal?" what they really mean is, can I still get the ones I want from a legit medical source without doing something sketchy? And the answer is, it depends on the peptide and it depends on where it's coming from. Here's what most guys don't realize. A lot of the peptides people used for recovery or anti-aging were never FDA-approved medications in the first place. They were often made through compounding pharmacies. Think about it this way. FDA-approved drugs are like ordering from a chain restaurant. The burger is the burger. Same ingredients, same standards, same process, whether you're in Miami or Seattle. Compounding pharmacies are more like a personal chef. You need a medication without a certain dye. Different dose, different form. The chef can customize it for your body. That's a real important part of medicine. But the chef still has rules about what ingredients they're allowed to keep in the kitchen. And here's where the FDA stepped in. The agency reviewed a bunch of these peptide ingredients and placed 17 of them on what's called Category 2. In normal human terms, do not compound for humans. That list includes several big names guys ask about all the time. BPC-157, Ipamorelin, CJC-1295, and thymosin beta-4. So, no, if a pharmacy is compounding those for human use right now, that's not considered legal compounding under the FDA's current framework. Now, I want to be super clear. This wasn't framed as "we hate peptides." The FDA's argument is safety and evidence. Basically, we don't have enough good human data to feel comfortable, and we're concerned about real risks. One of the key concerns is something called immunogenicity. Don't tune out, I'll translate. Peptides are signaling molecules. They talk to your body. The concern is sometimes your immune system may see that injected signal as an invader, and it can start reacting. Best case, you get a rash or a weird reaction. Worst case, you develop antibodies that start interfering with your own natural hormones or proteins. And that's not a game you want to play long term. Now, let's talk about why this is confusing, because some peptides are still available and some are even compounded. Example, GLP-1 medications, semaglutide and tirzepatide.
People hear peptides got cracked down on and then they go, "Wait, why can my friend still get compounded semaglutide?" Great question. Here's the deal. There's an exception tied to the FDA drug shortages list. When an FDA-approved drug is officially considered in shortage, compounding pharmacies can temporarily compound versions to meet demand. So it can be legal. For now. Depending on shortage status and the specific situation. But that's not a forever loophole. If and when those drugs come off the shortage list, the compounding window can close, and access may swing back toward name-brand versions. Now let's get into the part that really matters for your health. Because when guys can't get a peptide from a legitimate pharmacy, they often go searching online and find research peptides. You've seen the labels. For research purposes only, not for human consumption. And the product page looks clean, professional, scientific, like it's basically the same thing. Real talk, That label is a legal shield for the seller, not a safety guarantee for you. It's like buying a car sold for parts only and then trying to take it on the highway at 80 miles an hour. If the brakes fail, the seller shrugs and goes, "You weren't supposed to drive it." Same concept here. If the vial is contaminated, underdosed, overdosed, or full of impurities, you're the one taking the hit. And this isn't paranoia. Independent testing on some research peptides has found purity all over the map, incorrect dosing, and sometimes endotoxins, basically bacterial leftovers that can trigger serious inflammatory reactions. Plus, sterility is a huge issue. Injectables are a different world than supplements. When you swallow a sketchy supplement, your gut is at least a bouncer at the club. When you inject a sketchy peptide, you're letting a stranger walk straight into the VIP section of your body. So, what can go wrong? Number one, injection site infections. Redness, heat, swelling, pain. Sometimes it turns into cellulitis, skin infection. Sometimes an abscess, pocket of infection. And in worst cases, it can become systemic. Fever, chills, feeling like you got hit by a truck. Number two, immune reactions. Hives, itching, weird swelling, shortness of breath. Those are stop and get help signals. Number three, unknown long-term effects. A lot of these peptides don't have the kind of long-term human safety data that FDA-approved drugs do. Some were studied in animals or tiny short human trials. That's not the same as knowing what happens after months or years, especially when guys stack compounds, change doses, and freestyle protocols based on internet posts. So what should you do if you're a guy listening to this and thinking, okay, then what's the safe move? Here's the safe move. Stay inside real medical systems as much as possible. If you're considering peptide-like benefits, fat loss, metabolic health, recovery, sleep, libido, there are evidence-based options that are actually monitored, tested, and sourced correctly. Also, verify the source. If you're working with a pharmacy, make sure it's a legitimate compounding pharmacy operating under the right rules. Don't just trust a fancy website and a lab coat logo. And if you're currently taking something that's now Category 2, don't panic, but don't ignore it either.
This is the moment to reassess with an actual clinician who understands hormones, metabolism, and risk. Now let's talk signals, because guys love to push through, right? We ignore warning lights like we're trying to win an award. If you're using injectable peptides and you notice any of these, pay attention. Persistent redness or warmth at injection sites, increasing pain, swelling, or a hard lump, fever, chills, night sweats, or feeling fluish after injections, new rashes, hives, facial swelling or wheezing, weird new joint pain, fatigue that doesn't match your life, or symptoms that feel autoimmune-ish. Bottom line, if your body is waving a flag, don't negotiate with it. All right, let's hit the common questions and mistakes I keep seeing. First, so are peptides illegal for personal use? A lot of guys think legality is about what you personally do, but the big legal line is usually about manufacturing and dispensing. If a compound can't legally be compounded, the legitimate medical supply dries up. What's left is often that gray market research stuff, which is outside the medical system and outside normal safety controls. Second, if it says third-party tested, doesn't that mean it's safe? Not necessarily. Tested for what? Purity? Sterility? Endotoxins? And who's the lab? One clean certificate doesn't guarantee every vial is clean, especially if the chain of custody and manufacturing standards are questionable. Third, compounded semaglutide and tirzepide are always legal, right? I get asked this all the time. Not always. The shortage situation matters and regulations can change. Also, quality and prescribing standards matter. You want a clinician who's monitoring labs, side effects, dosing, and your actual goals, not just handing you a syringe and saying, good luck. So here's the takeaway I want you to hold on to. The FDA didn't ban peptides like a dramatic headline. They narrowed the lane. They're pushing people away from experimental, low-evidence injectables and toward standardized, evidence-based care. And honestly, as someone who wants you feeling strong at 35, 45, 55, and beyond, I'm not mad at that. I just want you to avoid the trap of replacing a closed front door with an unlocked side window that leads straight into trouble. If you've been feeling low energy or brain fog, poor sleep, low mood or motivation, weaker workouts or recovery, reduced libido or sexual performance, or unwanted body composition changes, and that sounds like you, upload your labs to VIDMA for free or order labs through our special offer at VIDMA.com.